The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Podcast. Hey everyone, it's the I Don't Get It podcast, and today all three of us are reunited for, well, part one will be a ramble, and part two we're going to get all our questions answered about orthodontics, because if you've been listening, you know that we had some questions. Rubber bands, do kids still go to the orthodontist like every month the way that we used to in the early 2000s? All those questions are going to be answered. But first, these two are waiting with bated breath because I have a special experiment that I'm doing with them, and they have no idea what it is.
I'm nervous.
All right.
Are you guys ready?
Do it. Yeah.
This is going to be really good for Patreon. So, guys, if you're not part of our Patreon, you're probably going to want to be part of it right now. Okay. Ready? Okay.
Yeah.
What's happening?
What do you think this is?
Dunkin' breakfast sandwich.
No.
A spicy chicken sandwich.
Popeye's chicken sandwich. You guys, the snack wrap! Wait, that's a McDonald's snack wrap?
You guys, Burger King has just come out with a snack wrap.
I saw that.
They call them crispy wraps.
Whoa! But you know what? McDonald's should have fucking listened to us.
They should have listened to us. So
they're obviously going to come out with it now, probably, too.
I have
all of them. I got the spicy, the classic, which is just mayo, and the honey mustard. And we're going to go. I'm going to take a bite of each of them here. I'm going to move my mic away so that you guys don't have to hear me chew. I'll go with the classic first, obviously.
Okay, you're going to give us all your thoughts. So wait, what are the three? There's classic,
obviously,
spicy.
It's not
and...
very aesthetically pleasing, as you can see. But it doesn't really matter because we know it doesn't matter. Okay, one second.
It matters to me.
The mic.
Okay, so we're doing the classic first. I can't believe Burger King had the audacity.
She's chewing. I wish we all could have gotten our Burger King.
I know.
There's not one Burger King here, so.
I would not eat Burger King. We know this.
But will you?
No.
You won't even try this now?
No. Well, I guess if you came over and brought it, I would bite it.
Do you remember how you liked the burger, the Whopper?
The Whopper.
I know, but I'm so all in with Mickey D's now. It would just feel like sacrilegious.
Well, if you go to Burger King, they're like, we're losing her. We got to get it back.
Okay, Ashley, what are your thoughts on the classic? What is it called? The crispy? What's the official name of the Burger King wrap?
Crispy wrap?
Let me see. BK crispy wrap.
I love that you went out and got this.
Well, so my Burger King's like right next door, basically. Burger King Royal Crispy Wraps.
Royal. Okay.
Very good. Very good. Tastes kind of like a chicken taco.
But does it taste like the snack wrap? Because
I think the honey mustard one is going to taste like the snack wrap.
I agree. Because the sauce that comes with the snack wrap. Yeah. But it's good enough. How much is it?
It's cheap. It's $2.99.
That's expensive.
Not compared to a lot of
McDonald's snack wrap was like $1.29
back in 2004.
Yeah, no, it came back a couple years ago. Remember, I got it.
$2.99 is really cheap for fast food these days. Did I tell you about the McDonald's that I went
through? Is there shredded cheese on that? Because there was shredded cheese on the other one.
That's a great question, Lauren. That's a great question.
Lauren, I think you're right. There's no shredded cheese. Hold on.
Yeah, so the chicken ranch snack wrap at McDonald's was $1.69, and it was actually the grilled or the crispy was $1.59.
Wow.
So it was less than $2, which is why. What?
What year is it?
What this? Well, it got discontinued. Yeah, it was. I'm trying to figure out what year it got discontinued. Hold on. Okay, wait. So, what would you spend $2.99 on this?
Yeah, sure. I'd spend $2.99 on it. I think it's a good snack.
Okay, yeah.
But at the same time, the amount of calories in this, I think it might be more than a Whopper Jr. Because a Whopper Jr. is only like 350 calories, so I'd probably get the Whopper Jr.
Hmm.
All right, it's time to and to answer your question. I don't think there's any cheese on that.
Okay.
All right. Okay, so the snack wrap, just so everyone knows, was discontinued in 2016 as a result of underwhelming sales and time-consuming construction through individual
time-consuming construction.
Putting the wrap together.
It is, because it's not like, hold on, a video posted to TikTok April 7, 2022 showed a promotion for the honey mustard snack wrap, leading to the belief that the item was returning to stores. It was proven to be a hoax.
Yeah, remember? We talked about
it. Yeah, it was a hoax, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now I'm going to have a bite of the spicy.
So just so everyone knows, the McDonald's snack wrap was 330 calories.
Okay.
I'll jump in while Ashley is chewing just to give a little more context.
God, Andrea is amazing.
This is perfect for my ADHD. The takeout.com says that they'll cost $2.99, comparable to the price of a McDonald's snack wrap in the early 2000s, adjusting for inflation.
So okay.
They've done their math on this.
So it's like the correct sort of cheapness,
which is crazy to think about.
Affordableness. I know, it's so ridiculous, because when you think about, like, you could buy a whole pack of tortillas, you know,
you can do this at home so easily with an air fryer now,
right? Yeah,
I make the Wendy's dupes all the time. I get the spicy Wendy's chicken dupes. Purdue patties, and then I put shredded lettuce on top.
Yeah,
just the bag shredded lettuce. Lots of mayo.
Honestly, a little Chick-fil-A sliced sauce would
exactly
do it well.
You could do Chick-fil-A sauce too. I actually prefer mayo to Chick-fil-A sauce.
I hate mayo.
All right, I'll let you know.
Okay, what's the second one?
I'm definitely getting the spicy one. Is definitely better than the classic.
Is it spicy?
It's not really. It's got a little.
I hate that.
A little tang.
I hate that. The only fast food restaurant that really, I feel, really delivered on spicy chicken was the spicy chicken nuggets from Wendy's.
Wendy's is
spicy.
Those
are very,
like,
spicy.
You felt spiciness in your mouth.
They were spicy. You almost needed the ranch to cool it down a little bit.
Okay, Ashley, so the spicy is better than the classic.
Yeah, am I fine?
And now we're going to do the honey mustard.
The honey mustard, which, as Lauren would say.
Can I see what this one looks like? Can us in the...
If there is cheese, that would look pretty close.
See, yeah, there's no cheese. There's no cheese in any of them, which is interesting.
That is interesting. Well, we like a non... We like
so what? It's lettuce, cheese, and...
It's not cheese, she said.
Oh, sorry. I mean lettuce, chicken.
And sauce, right?
And tomato.
And sauce.
Oh, there's a tomato in it. Mm-hmm. Tomatoes?
There wasn't a tomato in the McDonald's.
There's tomato
one.
In all of these. Yes, there was.
Not in the McDonald's one. No, there wasn't. It was it was tortilla, lettuce, sauce, cheese. And a shredded cheese and a piece of either grilled or fried chicken. That was it.
The honey mustard is going to give you what you want.
Okay.
That tastes like the McDonald's snack wrap. Mm-hmm. But is it as good as the McDonald's snack wrap?
I think that McDonald's chicken... Look, I don't remember very vividly about what that tasted like, because it's been over a decade.
It's just another, like, classic early 2000s marketing to make us eat healthier. It's like, put your sandwich in a wrap. But it's like, it's still the same calories.
No, it was not. First of all of
sometimes
this
wraps
is, like,
are just as many calories. It's just
horrible,
less carbs.
Horrible ingredients. And, like, as much as everyone knows, I eat McDonald's. I really eat it once a month, like a large fry and a McFlurry. But, like, in general... The ingredients are not great for your body.
100%.
Like, it's just not even going to try and fight that.
But this chicken here is a little bit flatter. It's more of like
a filet
than it is like a chicken tender, which chicken I remember tender. The McDonald's ones were like more like tenders.
Yeah.
Remember when the three of us got the buttermilk tenders from McDonald's? Remember when we all went and got it?
Yeah, those were good.
Together.
Those were really
those
good.
Those were really good. Wow. Why did McDonald's really do those? McDonald's needs to bring those back, because
that
I would eat
those
like over nuggets.
That seems like an expensive thing.
Maybe
that seems like the prep time
consuming construction.
Little, yes.
Why?
I don't know, because, like, I don't know. I'm sure they didn't fry them. They probably had to thaw them and serve them, but...
They were so fucking good.
It's going to be really hard for me not
they were
to
like,
finish the rest of these, though, during the podcast.
Yeah.
Do you need a
what'd you get there? What drink? You got a Coke?
Now I'm starving.
I'll say this is where Burger King really slacks. Their soda is almost pointless to get, because it's so flat. It's basically like flavored water.
Are they a Pepsi company?
Syrup water. No, they're not.
They have Coke?
Yeah.
Interesting.
KFC. All the Burger Kings. Taco Bell has
that. Yeah, Taco Bell is Pepsi, which is the worst. All the Burger Kings near me shut down, actually.
Yeah, I know. I'm not surprised, by that.
Not surprised. Is Burger King going bankrupt? That's the name of this podcast. Burger King going bankrupt.
No, they just spruced mine up. There was one on 95 that I was like, oh my God, this is so cool. Because they, instead of, you know, like the sign that you see glowing in the middle of the night, the high sign, it was, they changed it from the 2000s looking sign to this old fashioned looking 90s one. Whoa. And then they just spruced mine up down the street to look like a 90s one.
Spruce it up. Everyone's up catering that Rhode Island to Island us. Burger King will, as of May to 2023, this article came out titled Burger King will close up to 400 stores by the end of the year.
Nuts.
They're not doing well.
Well, there's so many other burger places now that are just,
I mean, McDonald's just, they're just the best. Burger King could really use like someone who has like a vision to like the way, and you guys know I fucking love McDonald's. I actually went to the Palace McDonald's collab on Friday. So McDonald's invited me to go out. I went to the original McDonald's in Downey. It's the oldest McDonald's. It's so cool. It's kind of like a museum. It's super vintage. Yeah. They haven't changed anything. Palace is an English skateboard brand. If you guys haven't heard of it, they're one of my favorite streetwear brands. They did a collab with Ralph Lauren in 2018, which I thought was like one of the best streetwear brands ever. Like it was all men's clothes, but I wanted to wear all of it. So I went and like, they are just so cutting edge, like as far as like creating culture, like they have collabs with Cactus Flea Market. They've done collabs with Palace. Like McDonald's is just creating culture. And even through their famous meals, you know, like having Travis Scott do a meal, like Burger King is just so behind.
They definitely need to do some meal stuff.
Janae J. Vaughn Mean Podcast.
Ah, not bad, Lauren. What does that mean?
Do you enjoy my podcast?
In what language?
In Dutch, because we're Dutch. We're 50% Dutch. And I kind of wanted to get in touch with my Dutch side. So I'm learning Dutch on Babbel. And it doesn't sound too bad, right, guys?
No, I you can actually really pull it off. It was very sexy.
No, that's really impressive. Jeanette J. Von Meen.
Podcast. Yes.
It's good too, Ashley. Wow. Guys, 1 in 5 Americans actually have learned a new language on their bucket list. So if you are listening and that is you, get excited because we're about to tell you about Babbel. And this is something that you can check off your list this year. With Babbel, you can start speaking a new language in just 3 weeks.
So if you're planning on going somewhere abroad, you can speak like a local in just about 3 weeks, which is really, really awesome. You can really probably get yourself around in about 3 weeks of Babbel.
We've always what stops me honestly from traveling is feeling awkward, not knowing the language. Mm-hmm. And I know that we've been planning this. We had this family trip planned to Holland in 2020. Obviously,
no
did not
way,
happen.
Really?
Yeah. And then I had a kid.
She had a kid, and we had to cancel it because COVID. But anyway, so when I go to Holland, eventually, I don't want to feel like an outsider. I want to be able to order my food and all that stuff. So it's really helpful to learn Babbel. And it's just like 10-minute lessons a day.
And this is super interesting stat. Okay, so studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove that Babbel is better. For instance, one study found that using Babbel for 15 hours, this is mind-blowing, is the equivalent of a full semester at college.
Nuts.
Yes, they have 10 million subscribers. They have sold to 10 million subscribers. And here's our special so if you guys want to be a new subscriber. It's a limited time deal. You can get started right now. Get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but it's only for our listeners, and you can get it at babbel.com/get it. Let me spell that out for you. It's babbel.com/get it. 55% off babbel.com/get it. Rules and restrictions may apply. All right. Well, moving on from fast food. I do have something. Do you have more to elaborate on fast food?
No, I have something completely different.
Oh, okay. Well, Lauren, then go ahead. Lauren's, you know, she's in Nantucket now at Hunter's family's annual Nantucket retreat.
And hilarious.
It's her favorite part of the year.
My favorite week. This one, I got the idea. idea when I was watching, obviously, Sex and the City, and it was an episode that I didn't see, I don't know, ever before, because I was watching it on HBO. And
I love when that happens.
I love it. I love it. Because I was looking for the era where Carrie had long, straight hair. That's all I wanted to watch was Carrie long, straight hair era. So I found it, because I feel like I haven't watched a lot of those. Okay, so it was when she was with the guy, she loved the family of the guy.
Oh my God. Yeah. The mom was obsessed with her. Yeah.
And was all
I remember.
Okay.
Wait, what actor was that? That was Justin Theroux.
Yes, it was Justin Theroux.
So iconic.
Maybe I've seen it once, but anyways, this may be a little gross and a little gross for you guys.
We love gross.
But, really? Okay. So he comes while they're making out in this scene. He comes like making out. And then she goes, just like in all other TVs and movies, let me give you a tissue. In what fucking world is a tissue good enough to clean up cum?
Wait. Like, it's like we all need a fucking hand towel.
You need a towel.
You need a cum towel.
A tissue is going to rip apart and just get stuck to your body.
Yeah.
You need a fucking towel.
There's no traction on tissues, too.
And in every movie,
yeah, would like stay
on. Here's a tissue or toilet paper. And I'm like, in like a single square. Carrie comes over to help him clean up with a single square tissue. It's
so
not
funny.
Enough. And I
it's
hate
not
it.
Enough.
It's not enough.
Wow, we need to go
That's
back
all I have
and
to say.
They need to redo an episode where she asks for a hand towel.
Like maybe a full towel. I don't know.
A body towel.
Yeah.
Wow. That's so speaking funny, of, Lauren.
Speaking of body towels, Naz, you found your body towel that you liked?
Oh my God. Yeah.
She did.
So wait, is that an inside joke that I'm missing out on, or is it because we complained about towels?
We complained about towels.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Podcast, so, okay. Yeah. I was just making sure, cause I'm slow sometimes.
Yeah.
So because I complained about towels on the podcast, of course people reached out and, I was sent plush towel and sent me towels.
I didn't get any towels.
Well, you didn't complain about towels.
Apparently I didn't complain enough.
That's so funny.
You guys, I'm not even kidding. It is the plushiest, softest towel. It's called plush towel. Just look it up.
What, absorbable?
Yes. Yes.
And feels good on the
and
wet
it feels
skin.
Soft. Feels good on the wet skin. It's big. I'm Naz approved. I'm into the plush towel. Try it.
Perfect.
Nice. Yeah.
Good cum towel.
Recap Sex and the City once it's over next week, because I think next week's the finale.
I think that's smart because I haven't seen the latest
hasn't seen the last one. It actually resonated with me much. I think Charlotte really came into her old school being, and I little preview that John Corbett's acting is so horrible in the last scene. Not to say that I didn't feel it, the emotion. Like, I understood how he was feeling, and it stuck with me, actually. But just the acting job itself was just like,
okay.
I'm like, he really carved out a niche for himself to be
he
like
really
this.
He did. Between that and like Big Fat Greek Wedding,
which
like
is
the same
coming
character.
Out
yeah, I'm
next
excited.
Month, the third yeah. one. I cannot wait. My I'm Big so Fat excited. Greek Wedding is like one of my favorite. It probably is my favorite rom-com. To be honest.
Yeah.
Because it is the highest grossing
rom-com. It is not aired on television a lot, so I always forget about it. It's not like one of those, of course, The Proposal's on again.
Yeah, you have to
like
rent it.
It's like, I never watched
it.
Yeah, you have to actively seek it out, and which is kind of nice because it hasn't lost the magic for me, though.
That's so true. It's like not played out. It's so, they're just both so likable. Like those two actors, if you don't like them, something's wrong with you. Like something's actually wrong with you. They're so likable.
I agree. I haven't met anyone who's disliked them.
I have to see. I have to see the second one again, because I saw it a couple times, but I really did like it. I thought I got a bad rap for not like doing well enough or not being funny enough. I think it was a pretty good follow-up.
I need to watch the follow-up. I don't think I know it in my head intimately.
It was cute. And then this one, of course, seems good because the aunt is like such a major role.
She's
so
fucking good.
Unreal.
The
she's
lamb. So funny.
The lamb.
Yeah, and it's so good. Okay, Lauren, speaking of like Big Fat Greek Wedding, we'll roll over into this quickly because Joey Fatone is in that and he's going to be in the new one, and there are rumors now that...
Wow, what an incredible...
What a segue.
Wow,
fucking
what an
really?
Applause. Wow, I was thinking, that's like what fucking dreams are made of.
I didn't know where we were going. I did not know where we were going.
What a roller coaster.
Good job, Ashley.
You guys.
What a ride you've taken us on. Snack wraps from Burger King. NSYNC rumors.
All right, Ashley, tell us what you know about the NSYNC rumors.
Yeah,
I don't know much more than your average millennial.
I don't know anything, so please tell me in the audience as the official NSYNC expert.
So we know that in, I think it was like 2013, you know, Can't Stop the Feeling came out, which is Justin Timberlake's, you know, big song for Trolls. And now Trolls is coming out with
Trolls 2?
Trolls 3. It's got to be 3, right?
I mean, I'll Google so that everyone can't be has two. The correct info.
It's definitely a second one already, right?
What? It has to be 3. Trolls 3, 20. Trolls Band Together.
Trolls Band Together, that's the new movie?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that sounds like another hint.
Really, that sounds like a hint.
Yeah, the Trolls third film Band in the Trolls Together franchise is set to hit theaters November 2023. Yeah.
Apparently NSYNC is doing a reunited song for the soundtrack along with Justin.
Oh my God. I'm seeing and all the
articles now. So it's just all speculatory.
And it's speculatory because on Justin's Insta story, he showed JC Chazes.
Oh, really?
Chazé.
You know what? Nobody ever taught us how to say JC's last name.
No one, but it sounds like what's
even
that,
JC.
What's that dance move? It sounds like a dance ballet dance. Yeah. Move. What's it called?
Chazé.
Jay-Z Chazé.
Chazé.
Chazé. Whenever you, if anyone ever meets him,
Chazé.
We all have it in our head, but we can't. Sachet is the ballet thing.
Sachet
is the ballet.
So anyways, it was
this is clearly
Chazé.
The social media clip.
Actually, when's JC's birthday?
JC's birthday is, it's August 8th.
I'm dead.
Very good. Okay. I knew you know his fucking birthday, you weirdo. Okay.
So Justin
posted on his Insta story a happy birthday to JC, and they were all in the studio together.
Oh, Shut up! What? Where's this picture?
Where is this?
This is where the speculatory content is coming from. So, and then at the bottom of that, Justin did those two eye emojis looking right or something.
So
that's where it is. Yeah.
Confirmed.
Absolutely confirmed.
Oh my God.
Well, this is extremely exciting. Now, here's my caveat.
Ashley just goes, absolutely confirmed. Like, we're in, like, a Lizzie McGuire 90s fucking movie, and we talk like that.
Oh, my gosh. See, I just reverted. I just reverted really quick. Okay. So, it's all exciting if they do a reunited song, of course. Now, what we need to do is make this song number one for 6 months.
Fans, get on TRL and vote.
Oh, my God, guys. I want to be the TRL host and fucking bring them back.
Oh, you should.
Actually,
Naz would
be a fantastic DJ.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah. Oh, my God. We got to, you guys, everyone needs to stream this song. And then there's going to be an NSYNC Backstreet Boys reunion, like, mega tour together.
Whoa.
And I would die.
That would be some, like, I don't even know what kind of stadium they could get out.
That would be, like, one of the highest grossing tours of all time, probably.
Yeah.
It'd be so
because Elton John and Billy Joel tour together.
So it's like
Backstreet
pretty much
Boys
on
and NSYNC need to tour together before we die.
Yeah, 100%. Are at their height of, like, you know,
we're at the height 35. Of needing to get out of the house and drink, like
everyone's
we did at the Jonas concert,
or do drugs. Everyone's jizzing like 90s everywhere.
Yeah. Plus, like,
wow,
there was, you know, of course everybody freaked out over the Eras tour, and now it seems like the Jonas tour is just getting so much attention. Maybe it's just my Instagram feed.
I think it's your feed.
You. Yeah. Really?
Yeah, because I'm not seeing any Jonas on mine.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Okay, so if you are obsessed with getting good sleep like I am, this is so exciting. Get your pencil or paper out and pen or phone because it's 2023 and write down the word Hatch Restore. This is my new, there's so many things to say. Okay, so it's a device that I have next to my bed. It's so aesthetically pleasing. It looks like half a moon.
Yes.
And sleep guide, all-in-one dream machine, sophisticated sound machine. It's a light. It's an alarm clock. It is beautifully designed. It looks so good next to my bed. And the Rest allows you to literally be the best version of yourself. So at night, you download an app. I have the Hatch Restore, and I always keep the light on orange because orange looks the best in my room. And through the app, you can pick different sounds. You can do meditations. You can set how you want it to wake you up or put you to sleep. You can have the light on, not have the light on. And I'm telling you, like, the meditations, the mindfulness exercises are my absolute favorite.
Let me tell you a secret. Sometimes babies don't respond the best to white noise, but we've been using pink and brown noise for Dawson. Damn. And the hatch has this and it works so much better.
Can I just say that I was creeping on Dawson in his cradle last night and the sound was different. And I was like, oh my God, it sounds so much nicer. Because he's just like, shur, 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 shur. And I'm like, oh my God, this sounds so peaceful. And when you wake up with Hatch, it's not like it's just like tweet, 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 lolly, lolly. And it slowly wakes you up. So you're in a better mood for the rest of your day. You're not jarred awake with your heart racing, which is the scariest feeling in the world. So they have so many soft ways to wake up. And it goes with your circadian rhythm.
As you can tell, we're really into this thing.
No, I'm telling you, pink noise is the latest and greatest because it's so nature pink. I think the way, because I Googled what it is, it's like the same sound all throughout, like as far as intervals go. So like a water
down.
So like a waterfall. You know what I mean? It's not like the white noise. It's like shh.
All right. Well, guys, Hatch is offering our listeners $20 off your purchase of a Hatch Restore and free shipping. It's a pretty good deal at hatch.co/get it. Sleep deeply and wake up gently with the Restore. Go to hatch.co/get it to get $20 off and free shipping. Hatch.co/get it.
I have a fun question before we wrap up this podcast. What is the main thing on everyone's explore page on this podcast? Because mine is
Instagram.
On Instagram, mine is Jason Momoa.
Obviously like we're like really trying to make this Jason Momoa.
No, but you know, like when you say things out loud.
Yeah.
And I've liked a bunch of his stuff. So now I'm getting fanned. Like my whole explore page is him. It's kind of hilarious.
That's awesome. I love tailoring my feed to mine's just like a whole bunch of pretty girls that I want to die over.
That's healthy. Okay.
Yeah, it's so good for me.
What's yours, Ashley?
Mine is a ton of Jonas. There's like some Taylor in there, but then there's also a ton of plastic surgery before and afters. Mm. A whole bunch of like the celebrities, what did they have done thing. And then a whole bunch of parenting humor.
Yeah. Okay. That tracks for all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay. Let's back to Instinct for just one second. Like, I don't want a teaser get together. Like, please. I was even saying a couple weeks ago before these rumors to Jared, I was like, it really just seems like it is time for Justin to do this. He's 42. Mm-hmm. He's a dad of two. He seems to like have more of like a levity about himself now. He's not like taking himself like too seriously. He doesn't have to prove himself anymore that he can do it alone. Mm-hmm. He's already like the icon on himself. Like we already think of like NSYNC as like his second tier career,
right?
Which, you know, is sort of ridiculous how we have to belittle the boy band. That's like,
it's not belittling. It's like George Michael. Like he came from Wham, but then he became George Michael.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, Justin doesn't have to prove that. He also hasn't had a record that people have been all about since the 2020 experience. And even that one had, like, mixed reviews.
Yeah, that wasn't
you know, that wasn't, like, my cup of tea.
It wasn't crazy sex love sounds.
No, exactly. So, but, like, at least there were songs from that. But since then, there hasn't been, like, a huge hit just other than the Troll song. And it's like, all right, well, as might as well just, like, have fun and play into this. And the fans are going to go wild. It'll be, like, a renaissance.
Maybe he's worried he can't dance anymore.
I think he can dance.
Justin can always dance. What do you mean?
Well, I don't know. No, Justin.
We love Justin Timberlake. He can dance.
All right. My last I don't get it of the week is one that Lauren and I really bonded over.
Ooh.
Naz, it'll come one day for you, and you'll be annoyed by it, too.
Oh, no.
No, maybe. I think she does it already herself.
Okay, so both Hunter and Jared, as soon as they like pull into the parking lot, they go slow as fuck. Like, I understand that you're supposed to be cautious and slow in a parking lot, but these guys, or at least I don't even know how Hunter does it. Maybe he did do it the other day. Maybe that's what made me think about it.
Open spots and just
they pass open spots, and Jared would be like, "What?" I'd be like, "There's one," and he's like, "Where?" I'm like, "What do you mean where? You just passed like the perfect open spot right there."
It happens every day. He doesn't multiple times.
He doesn't drive into a parking lot.
Aren't we going slow to find the spot?
I don't know, Lauren. He drives into a parking lot like thinking like there's no intention to park or something.
Exactly.
It's so weird, so slow, and just passes spots.
Also, when
you guys, this is genius.
You enter a neighborhood, so it's like, oh, immediate 1 mile an hour. And I'm like,
just keep
the irritation
it.
That
no
comes
one's around
my fucking body. Yeah,
you guys,
I know.
I think that's my favorite I don't get it of the year. That's
really?
So funny. What do you guys, are you guys,
passenger
drivers? Yeah.
I love passenger princesses. Yes, of course I was until I became a mom. I saw the
that would drive me
TikTok
insane
reel.
Though. Like when you're driving, if the person, like Lauren, you hate that.
I hate like, being a passenger princess.
Lauren needs to be in control.
I
know,
to
but
be
what
driving.
I'm saying is you are that person to Hunter. Do you know what I mean? Like that person that's always like, do this, park here.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's not a passenger princess.
Oh, what is that?
Passenger
then?
Princess is just that you sit there and you scroll and you eat and you like
I'm
choose
a backseat
the music.
Driver.
Was, yeah, Lauren's a backseat driver.
I'm a backseat driver.
That's
passenger
what I
princess
meant to
is
say.
Like you put your feet up and you just like do everything but driving. You're not concerned
God,
with anything.
I wanna
I'm
be a,
so concerned.
I want to be a pa- you know what I put on my vision board recently? I want a driver so bad. A driver would change my life. That's like
well,
that's
in
honestly,
LA that is probably a very that's a nice luxury.
How nice
to have.
Would it be to get in like a big black SUV all the time and be like, take me here and then not have to park and then they just drop you off and then you text them, I'm ready to go, and then they open the door for you like you're in the parent
that
trap.
Is nice,
like
because you
don't have to
worry about walking and getting sweaty with like your outfit and makeup on and stuff.
I heels, love it. You can actually
heels,
wear
you
them.
Can actually wear heels.
I could get so much more work done too. Yeah. Like I have my assistant drive me sometimes, like when I'm going to like an interview when we used to do those and it's amazing like what I can get done, and it's not even to work all the time obviously, but it's just I want a driver so bad.
Yeah,
all right,
so wait, so if we had to, if now if we had to choose driver, chef,
or housekeeper.
Oh, that's a good one. I mean, I have a housekeeper now. I think I need that over...
No, that's like an everyday housekeeper. Like, we mean like somebody who like comes in and straightens every day. Not like somebody who comes every couple of weeks and clean.
There's not one thing out of place every time you're alive.
That's kind of what my assistant does.
Oh.
So I think that's first for me, and then chef, and then driver. Yeah.
I feel like I would go chef first for me. Because I could tell them, like, just...
But you guys,
so
you guys are like
calorie.
Me. You're not eating, like, massive meals every day all the time. And if I had someone in my kitchen all the time making noise, I'd be like...
I don't know. I just would like to...
I'd rather
everything
like be clean.
Someone
first.
To make me a healthy meal every day and not, like, me... Just,
no,
like,
of course,
grabbing
of course.
A burger because I'm going to faint.
Yeah. I feel like I don't need any of it. I'm happy.
Well, yeah, everything...
No, this is a hypothetical
well, I know,
situation.
I know.
Driving would be the best if you're a mom, I think, having a driver.
No, because I don't trust anybody. I don't want, he doesn't drive with anybody.
Oh,
else,
so
suppose.
That would give you anxiety.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right. I guess it would probably be a housekeeper, though. I would like to have the house cleaned mm-hmm. once a week. That would be a dream.
I feel like you could do that now.
Yeah.
What? Of course you could.
No. Not if
it's
I
also, technically, she can't because she has Lois. And Lois will eat them.
We also just kindly say that Lois eats
blood.
People instead of bites wow. because it's just so much kinder
she
to say that
people.
She eats people.
That's so
it
yeah.
sounds so much better to say that she fully eats people, swallows
yeah.
humans
yeah,
rather than just nips
soul.
At their ankles.
Exactly.
That's even more annoying. Just simply swallow my whole being.
Eats whole beings.
Just like a cobra or something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
all right. We all gotta right
well,
get...
We're going to have Dr. Indy on now to basically yeah. tell me if Invisalign is a scam or not, or if I just like paid all this money for no fucking reason. Here we go.
All right, bye. All right, let's do it. So yesterday went to the beach. It was fantastic. And
oh,
I
saw you got yourself a babysitter. So proud
very
of
nice.
You.
It was very nice.
Very nice.
So then I left. Just me. I left and I didn't smell. I was so pleasantly surprised because I normally have that, I don't know what it is about my BO that just loves to come alive at the beach, but I didn't because I use Lumi before going there. We love Lumi. If you guys don't know, it's a whole body deodorant. This was particularly my pits. That's where I get really stinky at the beach. But you could put it anywhere. Pits, thighs, thigh folds, belly buttons. Some people's belly buttons get stinky. Do not judge. It's a real
Wait,
thing.
Really? That's so interesting.
Yeah, that's a real thing. Feet and beyond. This was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. So she created this clinically proven stuff that controls odor for up to 72 hours so you don't have to even put it on every day.
What's really cool is that 12 afters after 12
What's really cool is that 12 hours after a shower, the average person typically has an odor level of 6 out of 10. And with Lumi, the average odor level is a 0 out of 10. And we've told you guys about the scents that they have. But Ashley, for example, Ashley going to the beach, there's a coconut scent they have. And it just smells like you're on vacation. I love, love, love it. Aluminum-free, baking soda-free, paraben-free, pH balanced.
Lumi Starter Pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, a cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice, like the mini body wash or the deodorant wipes, and free shipping. So as a special offer for our listeners, new customers get $5 off the Lumi Starter Pack with the code GETIT30 at LumiDeodorant.com. And that equates to over 40% off your starter pack when you visit LumiDeodorant.com and use the promo code GETIT30.
Okay, friends, we are now joined by my new friend, Dr. Ingrid Mura. She went to Harvard. She owns her own company called My Two Front.
So cute.
I literally ran into her at a birthday party, and I was talking to her about, if you guys listen to our podcast called Why Does Everyone All of a Sudden Need Invisalign? I was telling her how I went to my dentist, and he was telling me that my gums are eroding and that I need Invisalign, and Inky, we got into like this whole conversation. Wait, why are you laughing?
I'm sorry, because it's so silly that a dentist would say to you, your gums are eroding, you need Invisalign. I'm sorry, but from an amateur, but somebody who thinks that they know the medical field pretty well, that just sounds absolutely contradictory and has nothing to do with each other.
Yeah, so Inky, what the fuck? Like, what is that true? Yeah. Like, did what I get scammed into Invisalign? Like, tell us a little bit about what you do, and then I'd love your answer to that question.
So that's just poor bedside manner. the reality is that, yes, the position of your teeth does affect your gums, but there's a way to say that without saying that they're eroding.
Oh, okay. So the eroding was like, okay, I don't know if he said that. That was like my vocab, actually. So
got it. Okay. So they do recede, which is the thing. So your gums, starting at 25 years old, recede 0.2 millimeters every single year of your life. They have the ability to do that. And you want to prevent that from happening by having straight teeth and a healthy bite. So yes, it's a real thing. Your dentist is just trying to protect you. Invisalign is not a scam. It's an incredible, incredible tool. Okay. Most people's teeth move their entire life. And if you use Invisalign to straighten your teeth and have a healthy bite, because they're going to keep moving. So by the time people are in their 30s, they're getting it 3 times. And so if you do it, you're going to prevent your gums from getting worse and your bite from getting worse. And there's all these things that can happen that you're actually preventing from getting worse, like TMJ issues, grinding. And most of us are grinding nowadays. 35% of the population is grinding. And if you're grinding and you have a bad bite,
I'm thinking of like two kids dancing at like a high school party.
I would never think about that. I'm so old
to
now,
like Get Low grinding. By Lil Jon. Yeah. Sorry. So,
no, I love it. So if you're grinding and you have a bad bite or you have crowded teeth, everything gets worse. So your gums can recede. It's very much a real thing. It's harder to clean. And there's all these risks of things happening, like getting abrasions in your teeth, which is basically like breakage of your teeth. So your dentist was, in short, just trying to protect you.
Okay. So Invisalign is helping me because it's straightening out my teeth and it's fixing my bite. So it's going to at least decrease the amount that my gums are going to recede in a way, the straighter they are.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay. But put those two together.
It's a complicated answer, actually.
Okay.
So I'm an orthodontist. I went to Harvard for my residency, like you mentioned. And I went to NYU for my dental school, where I have like 400 dental friends. I never learned how to straighten teeth in dental school. And so I got to my ortho residency and I was like, is straightening teeth easy? Like, what did I miss out here? How come my friends that are dentists are straightening teeth when they're not orthodontists and they don't have this training? And I realized that it is a little bit of a scam for dentists, because 19 out of every 20 Invisalign providers are general dentists. Mm-hmm. There's 200,000 general dentists in the country, and only 10,000 of them are orthodontists. And so Invisalign went to dentists and basically was like, hey, everyone here can become an orthodontist. It's tech-enabled. It's easy. All you have to do is take an impression, send it to us, and we're going to straighten your teeth. And that's not the truth.
Remember, Naz, we were saying this. Laura and I were like, no, orthodontist is a level above dentist. They have like this expertise in straightening that nobody, that the dentists are pretending to have.
You nailed it. That's
so
exactly
Inky,
right.
What's happening? Why is this allowed? Why are dentists like, is that legal? Like for Invisalign to just like skip orthodontists and be like, hey, dentists, just come to us and we'll do everything. Like, and what's legal. Happening to orthodontists? Like, are they still getting work?
So it depends on how much you want to know about this. So orthodontists, people think of orthodontists as someone that you go to for braces because Invisalign did such an incredible job with marketing of being like, hey, just go to a doctor and you're fine. And so all these dentists, they're almost forced to do Invisalign because now we're living in a world where one in two people literally in the world want to straighten their teeth. But there's not that many orthodontists and orthodontists are incredibly expensive. Mm-hmm. So dentists are like, oh my God, how do I learn Invisalign quickly? So Invisalign launches 3.5-hour course. They charge dentists $4,000 to learn how to do Invisalign. But just genius. For perspective, a 4-hour course compared to orthodontics, who they go to 5,500 hours of training on top of all the patients that they see. Oh so you're God. Getting this like care that isn't that great. Now, if you are a very, very, very simple case, like you have like one tooth that has to be moved or like a tiny bit of crowning, that's okay. The problem is that it's hard to determine what a complicated case is. Because the complexity comes from your bite. And so what ends up happening is a lot of dentists get really frustrated and patients get frustrated because they're like, they're good people, right? They're not trying to screw you generally. So they're like trying to treat your case. And then suddenly it's not working. And they told you it'll be 6 months.
Oh, fuck.
Yep. Yep. They told you it'll be 6 months.
And you know what's funny? You know, really quick, I'm just going to interject. Yeah. I remember my dentist being like, we'll see if it works on this side. It's not guaranteed. And I'm like, what? I'm paying all this money and like, we don't know. And now this is making so much sense.
Because they're not experts. They're not experts. And the reality is like, if they told you, you should go to an orthodontist, there's a small chance you'd actually go and actually pay for it because they're more expensive.
Right.
Right.
How much is it for a set of like normal metal braces as like an adult?
So here's the thing. We, as dentists and orthodontists, we're paying for the actual cost of the braces versus the Invisalign, right? Uh-huh. So braces cost somewhere between $200 to $400 to the provider. And then Invisalign generally costs somewhere between $1,500 to $2,200 for the provider. But you've got to take into account overhead. So a lot of people are like, huh, why am I getting charged $5,000, $6,000? Because a dentist has to make money per church time hours, what they call it. They typically have to make money to pay their overhead, pay their staff, pay their student loans. And so they're actually charging so that they can make $400-something an hour, which is why you're getting charged about $5,000.
Oh, okay. Holy I paid exactly shit. $5,000 for my
But design. $5,000 for Invisalign, and then how much would it be to get the regular braces?
So that's the thing. So like I used to work in New York and I would charge anywhere between $10,000 to $18,000.
Okay.
Why? Because the overhead's more expensive, because I have a brand name behind me. So it really depends on where you go. It's a kind of like reputation. It's any doctor, right? It's reputation, it's location. That's kind of what you're paying for. And of course, skill set. Mm-hmm. So it depends. It's like the short answer, but $5,000 is the national average.
Here's an I don't get it that we can expand on, and I'm sure that we've talked about it before, but like I don't get the whole like obsession with fall. Okay, I get it, but I hate the transition to it, okay? But the one thing that's good about fall, in my opinion, is my Jenny Kane sweater. It is really cute and it's perfect for all seasons, really. But
yeah, because you can put it over a flowy dress. They have lightweight cotton cardigans. You can still incorporate into your summer look, but also take it into fall.
I know. I can put it over my sundress, right? Yes. And I go forget to dinner. That's what I usually do. But like, I do understand it looks really cute with boots and jeans. We got a cashmere. I got a cashmere sweater from them. I get compliments all the time. And some people are like, is that Jenny Kane? And I'm like, yes. And like, it's an investment piece. It's timeless. It's classic. It is so well made.
Jenny Kane is known for their like super luxe cashmere sweaters. But they do cotton better than anyone else. The Chloe cardigan is the best for, like you were saying, Ashley, beach days. And the cotton fisherman.
The cotton fisherman sweater is supreme. It's actually their best seller.
It's the best seller. So it makes sense. Yeah. It's so the art of simplicity. The art of simplicity. You want to look chic. You want to look rich. You want to look cool. You do Jenny Kane.
For sure. So find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Our listeners will get 15% off your first order when you use our code GETIT15 at checkout. That's 15% off your first order. JennyKane.com. Our promo code is GETIT15, just the number 15. And just let getting dressed be one less thing you have to worry about.
So I just wanted to know, what's the difference between like kids these days getting metal braces and kids in our era, which was like, I had braces, I guess, like 25 years ago.
Or do you, and also jumping on that, would you recommend an Invisalign for someone that's in high school or like middle school? Or
depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's such a good question. The short answer is yes. Like you as an orthodontist, as long as you're going to an orthodontist who specializes in clear aligners, and not all do, right? You can treat everything with Invisalign that you can with braces. Oh, so okay. I realized that in residency my second year, and I was like, why would we torture these kids?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Yes, there's like the 10-year-old boy who like, they're never going to wear their aligners. Mm. They're not motivated. They need braces because they're
too
young.
You have to put
young.
Them in. Yeah, yeah. I forgot exactly. about that. Motivation. It's like they're already on you.
Hmm. Exactly. Whoa. But then like the 12-year-old girl, they're all motivated. They mm-hmm. want straight teeth. There's yeah. no point of putting them through braces because they're going to get the same results and sometimes even better and faster with Invisalign.
Wow. Stop. Mm-hmm. I'm mind boggled because my teeth were awful. Like my two front teeth were like this. You're saying that in that situation, you could have gotten me Invisalign?
It's pretty crazy. Like at its core, not to get too technical, orthodontics, like what you're learning is called biomechanics. So it's moving living structures. You've got 28 living structures in your teeth, in your mouth. How do you move them in three dimensions so that they are, first of all, they look beautiful, they fit beautifully. You don't have any T&J issues. That's what an orthodontist is doing. So as an orthodontist, you learn biomechanics fundamentally. And then you learn how to do it either with metal, which is braces, or plastic, which is Invisalign. And so a lot of residencies nowadays, like I got very lucky, a lot of residencies in the Northeast and also in SoCal are teaching orthodontists how to do everything with Invisalign. Wow. If you go to like some residencies like Tennessee or kind of some random places, they're actually not teaching you how to do Invisalign.
Whoa, they're just Invisalign. A little more outdated?
It's a little bit more outdated, exactly. And residencies, they just don't want to learn new things. And the reality is, like, we can do it, but why wouldn't orthodontists do it? Because it's 10 times more expensive. So they're paying $200 versus $2,000, mm-hmm. but patients are expecting to make the same or expecting to pay the same thing. And yeah. so because of that, believe mm-hmm. it or not, orthodontists are the most in-debt professional in the United States. Whoa. The average orthodontist has $700,000 to $1 million of student debt. So they've got to make a profit. And a lot of times when dentists are offering Invisalign, because your treatment is 6 hours, like in general, like if you have treatment over 6 months to 18 months, that's 6 hours of in-office chair time. It becomes not profitable for a dentist or an orthodontist.
It's crazy. So then what's the incentive to become an orthodontist if you have so much in debt? Like you are just making more money, but then also you have all the debt.
It's such a good question. It's honestly like it hasn't always been this way.
Yeah.
The debt it's hasn't like, always been that
new.
Bad.
Yeah. Whoa.
It's new. And it's also like naivete.
We got fucked as millennials. We literally, I say this all the time. I say everyone above us is rich. Everyone below us makes $1 million a TikTok post. And we were sold the dream to work hard and go to college. And we all got fucked.
Bingo. That's exactly right. And orthodontists are like the epitome of that. They're like, you're going to have the best job ever. Mm-hmm. You're going to make people feel good. You're going to be your own boss. But wait, you're going to be $1 million in student debt for the rest of your life with 5% interest rates.
Wait, I feel like we should, like, orthodontists should be on the picket lines right now. Like, are they unionized, like, with all the strikes going on?
Not yet, honestly. I'm kind of trying to facilitate that.
Iggy, you should do that. You should unionize all the orthodontists. Trying. We were talking about on our last podcast when you weren't on here how much fun it was and how nostalgic it was for all of us to go to an orthodontist's office. Like, Dr. Kawa in Boca Raton, who I think is still there, he would have, like, all these dolphins on the ceiling, and, like, his office was so cool. And, like, I don't know, dentists just don't – it's just not as fun. But – so what's happening, like – when you go to conferences and stuff and people are meeting, like, are conversations happening in your industry about this issue, like to tackle it? Or it's just, everyone's like, it is what it is. Invisalign exists and everyone's going to dentists now.
you know, there's not a lot of voices in orthodontics. There's not a lot of like public voices. First of all, there's only 10,000 of them in the US, like, which is a pretty crazy thing considering that there's like 330 yeah. million people in the US. So there's a few people that are trying to kind of express this, but there's no like influencer that has millions and millions of followers that are like, here's what's happening. So that's kind of what we're trying to do with my company. I run a company, like you mentioned, Naz, called Two Front, where it's a collaborative care platform empowering orthodontists to run fully virtual practices by connecting with dentists so that your dentist can actually give you orthodontist-led care affordably with the fewest office visits, best payment plans, right from their practice so that you can have the high quality care.
That's
so we're kind of unionizing in that way and like helping just unite as opposed to separate and like have yeah. dentists and orthodontists fight.
And so then having genius. That like, oh, maybe it'll work effect, like they'll have your expertise and then it will work.
Exactly. Okay. Like, so Naz, you're in Invisalign right now, right?
Yeah.
It's like this very traumatic experience. I've gone it through it twice and still haven't
mouth?
Finished. Yeah, it's like yeah. you're self-conscious, like you gotta take it out.
I'm single and you're gonna hate me for this, but according to advice from Lauren Iconetti over here, I've only been wearing them at night, Ingi. It's so bad. It's not gonna work for
me. But that's kind of what you've gotta do.
It's like I'm single, I'm out eating like in the middle of LA and in the middle of the day after eating. Yeah, I'm not gonna throw it back in when I have like taco breath or something.
It's Gross. Hard. It's really hard. So imagine if your dentist is like, it's going to be 6 months. And suddenly 18 months later, you don't have your results. And you're like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
And so the reason why is because they don't know how to move teeth, really, truly, like biomechanically. And so they need to know that. And a lot of them are taking weekend courses called CE courses trying to learn. But you're never going to catch up because it's like a very hard specialty. So it's literally engineering.
Yeah. Do you think... my teeth, because I do feel my teeth moving, like I do feel the difference in them. Do you think because I'm not wearing them every day all the time, like I'm still gonna get some results, or are you sort of like, no, you gotta wear it all every
you can still get some results? So the way that I kind of explain it is wearing aligners is like rolling a ball up a hill. If you roll a ball up a hill 24 hours a day, then you're gonna keep getting that ball rolling up a hill. If you wear it up a hill 20 hours a day, you're going to get a lot of movement, some back, a lot of movement, some back. So if you roll up that ball up the hill 12 hours a day, you're still going to get some movement. It's just going to take you longer. So I'd wear your aligners for 14 days instead of 7 so that you can actually get those results.
That makes sense. When I wear mine, like sometimes I'll fall asleep and I'm like, I'm not going to put it in tonight. I just have a retainer for Invisalign now. Then I totally... like it doesn't look as good, but if I do it 7 days in a row, I'm like looking banging, looking great. So even just for the exactly. retainer part of it, that totally makes sense. I know a lot of people like growing up, we would go to the orthodontist and we'd get like expanders. I don't know what expanders are, and can dentists do expanders, or is that like a sole orthodontic specialty?
I would never get that done by a general dentist. Okay. So it's, when we move teeth, there's basically two kinds of tooth movement that we're doing. We're doing what's called dental tooth movement, like literally what you're going through, Naz, which is like straightening your teeth. And then there's skeletal tooth movement, or skeletal movement. And that's like expansion. So the number one most requested like cosmetic dental procedure by women in their 30s and 40s is a wider smile.
Oh,
and that a
wait,
lot of times.
Why?
Mm-hmm, because it's that kind of like Margot Robbie effect of just yeah. like your smile is just like so wide and like you see you
do
have,
I have a wide
it.
Smile?
Ashley, we all have yeah. like yeah. like you can
yeah,
see every single tooth on all of us.
Oh, probably so why we never thought about this. Yeah. Guys.
Wait, so some people smile and you don't see like, all of them? Is that what it is, Ingi?
Exactly. Some people smile and they have what's called like narrow buccal corridors, which is like the sides of your teeth look like black corridors, like hallways. Oh. And so people don't like that, obviously.
Yeah.
So they want to expand their teeth. And so that expander, when you're a kid, you're getting skeletal expansion because your palate still hasn't sealed. And so you can actually move your teeth bigger because your palate is expanding. And that's amazing. That's also helping you breathe better because you quite literally have more room in your mouth. And when you're doing dental expansion, it's a very complicated procedure because you want your lower teeth to fit your upper teeth like perfectly so that they don't go outside of your lower teeth. So definitely go to an orthodontist for that.
Wow. This is fascinating.
Let's talk about bras for a second.
We love Honeylove because it's basically, it's just an upgrade from your traditional bra. They have these supportive, it's like a special feature. It's supportive bonding, and it eliminates the need for an underwire without sacrificing the lift. So you're still going to get a lift, but no underwire. And their fabric is so, so soft.
It feels like a second skin, honestly. Like, that's how soft the fabric is. It's like next level comfortable.
They don't only have bras either. They have a very breathable and versatile leggings, and you can get matching shapewear with your crossover bra. You can have a whole fit to it. And it's like smoothing fabric to prevent any like bulging or unflattering curves.
And I just want to share that, like, as someone who's like dating, I don't know what it is, but there is a confidence that comes with having a comfortable bra that you have on. It's fully supportive. Like, that's
your
not
posture is better.
Your posture is better and you're not worrying about it. I can't tell you how many bras I've worn before I discovered Honeylove that just like bothered me, that I was fidgeting with before I got out of the car. Mm. And it's like this will just eliminate all those issues.
Mm-hmm. And then they also have a V bra, which is like more of your loungewear bra, but it still has that lifting and separating that we all love.
So treat yourself to the best shapewear on the market and save 20% off honeylove.com/get it. And use our exclusive link to get 20% off at honeylove.com/get it. Cinched, snatched, and lifted. It's a hot girl season thanks to Honeylove.
Okay. Final question on my behalf. Rubber bands. We used to have to wear them. And I never did. And nobody told me that it would make your jawline look better. Because I know that at 12 or 13, it probably would be like, I don't care about my jawline. But mm-hmm. I think like if somebody had told me that it was an appearance thing, that I was like, maybe I want to do it a little bit more. So how do you mimic rubber bands with Invisalign?
You actually still use them. And that's such a good point.
The buttons, right? I have buttons, Ashley.
Yeah, but
okay, so there's two kinds of buttons. Naz, what you have are
but the button brings it down. Oh, they're called attachments. But and they do what a rubber band does, right?
No, opposite. So the attachments, so basically think of when you had braces, right? You had brackets in your teeth and then you had a wire actually moving that tooth, right? Invisalign is the same way, where there's attachments in your teeth. Think of them as the handles, just like the brackets. So teeth are slippery. So let's say you want to pull a tooth down. A clear aligner can't do that without a handle. And that's why you have that attachment on your tooth, because you need to move that tooth like accurately, precisely. Now, the rubber band is different. So what you're talking about now is a specific tooth movement. Elastics is to actually move your upper teeth and your lower teeth relative to each other. And to your point, it's this crazy thing where it's basically plastic surgery for kids, because we're actually shaping your face into like the perfect face shape.
Shit.
Wow. I didn't fucking wear rubber bands either. And then I had to get filler in my jaw.
Yeah.
All I had to do was wear fucking rubber band braces.
It's pretty crazy.
That's wild. I love what you do. It's so cool. You know all this. You're so knowledgeable. What was I going to ask? Why the million-dollar question that we asked on our last podcast that inspired having you on was, why does everyone all of a sudden in our 30s need Invisalign? Like, we all fucking had braces. Why do we? It's like, is this just being pushed, or does everyone actually genuinely need it? I know in my case the gums, but.
To go off her, it's like I was at the dentist a month or two ago and they looked at my bottom teeth and they were like, you need it. And it was for strictly aesthetic reasons, they told me. But I'm like, okay, you guys are so ridiculous. I know that you just want to make money off me.
Well, okay, this is a two-part question. So one, the reality is that because we've had so much mass marketing, right, with like Smile Direct Club and Invisalign, mm-hmm. everyone has seen a clear aligner ad. And so actually half the world, like I was saying before, wants to straighten their teeth. And so dentists are basically educating patients for cosmetic reasons. However, it's not just cosmetic. There's also the oral health factor. So even if you have that little bit of crowding, what your dentist probably isn't doing is actually teaching you why it's better for you and why you can save money in the long term. Because if you don't straighten your teeth and you have that crowded, you're crowded, and then you basically can't clean as well, you're getting recession. Over time, 5-10 years from now, you're going to need a gum graft. And so you could have actually prevented that from happening by having straight teeth and a healthy bite. So it's actually this movement towards preventative healthcare, where dentists before were just like, oh, you got a cavity? fix it. You've lost a tooth, put in an implant. Mm-hmm. But you can prevent dental work nowadays by having straight teeth and a healthy bite. So it's actually pretty amazing.
What the hell did everyone do back in the day when, like, no one, when the, none of this existed?
I was thinking the same thing, like, in the 1800s.
Seeing everyone's teeth crossing, like, when they get older, literally going over each other, I'm like, it's just going to snap off. I just feel like it's just going to fall out. Right?
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Because if you're grinding and your teeth are in a bad position and they're doing this, they're just going to, like, erode and break and your gums are just going to continue to recede. So it's actually, like, it's this movement towards preventative healthcare.
Okay. I respect the hustle more now.
Inge, is Invisalign a monopoly? And why aren't there any other...
Well, Smile Direct Club is a direct competitor. Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Okay. Sounds also
Smile Direct Club isn't so hot.
Well, it can't be because you're not even working under the surveillance of any sort of doctor.
Oh, you just order it yourself?
Yeah.
Okay, let me walk you through how clear liners work real quick. So it's a 4-step process. One, you take an impression of your teeth, an impression or a scan. And if you have a scan, you're going to have more accurate impressions, so that's always better. Two, there's software to move your teeth. That software has to be really, really good so that whoever's moving your teeth can move your teeth super accurately. Three, your aligners are 3D printed based on that treatment plan in step two. And then four, you would actually wear your aligners. So where Smile Direct Club can't it, all these kind of direct-to-consumer companies like Bite exploded, is because they were like, huh, this is just technology. Let's eliminate the doctor. Let's make our own impressions, our own software in our own manufacturing facility. The problem is that all three of those things were not good. Self-impressions aren't good. The software is really, really bad and like preliminary, like Invisalign in like the 1990s. And the manufacturing facility is really not good either. But then on top of that, there's no doctor. So Invisalign itself can be a scam if it's not done by an orthodontist. But mail order aligner companies are like the ultimate scam because there's zero doctors supervising you.
Jesus.
Doing the imprint, even at the dentist's office, they have to do multiple times sometimes because it is hard to get the own bite in, like, making sure it's like hard enough and stuff. But recently I've been getting the scans and that is like heaven sent. You're not like gagging on this
night
gel stuff. You can watch your teeth being scanned like right on the screen. It's amazing.
I want that. Amazing. I hate when they put that thing in my mouth. But why aren't there, so aside from Smile Direct Club, because that's direct to consumer, why isn't there another company like Invisalign that's working out of dentists and orthodontist offices?
Super good question. There are, but they're nowhere near as good. Mm. That's the issue. Got it. They're still kind of preliminary. So 2 out of 3 people in the world have a bite problem. Only 1 out of 3 people actually has like a perfect bite. So if your upper teeth are a little bit ahead of your lower teeth, you're going to just continue to grind away your bite, which is not good because that's how you're going to need all this like crowns and all this stuff over your lifetime. And so these more basic Invisalign softwares, they can help the 1 in 3 that have a perfect bite. But most people need kind of that bite movement so that you can get that perfect bite. And so it doesn't work for most people because Invisalign software is just better.
Wait, what is a perfect bite as I try to like basically crunch my teeth in the mirror right now? Because is it your molars perfectly aligning or is your front teeth aligning?
It's all about your molars. So if you look to the side, basically what you're looking at, and I probably have 7 in my teeth right now.
What? Stop acting like everyone knows medicine stuff.
Molars?
Which one are your molars again?
All of these work.
Yeah.
Okay, so you've got your front teeth, and then you've got your canines, and then you have 2 premolars, and then you have 2 molars in your wisdom teeth. So a perfect bite basically means that your canine fits perfectly in between your lower canine and your lower premolar. And then your first upper molar fits perfectly between your lower first molar and premolar.
That's so funny. So, like, that's literally why I got Invisalign. Because look, these aren't, my canine isn't down here. That's what I'm trying to move down.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Mine's pretty good.
Inge, have you ever, I don't know if you're allowed to answer this, so you don't have to answer it. We can edit it out. But have you ever like had to put your hands in someone's mouth and just like not really wanted to? Or like, was there ever like a pungent smell? Like, I always think about that. I'm like,
thank God you are mass.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Definitely. I've had to like double mask before and like take bathroom breaks because people who don't floss have really, really bad breath. Because basically, if you don't floss a lot of times, you have like old food stuck between your teeth. And that like literally rots in your mouth.
Yeah.
And so your dentist is like in there smelling that.
Ew. Our dentist gives us mouthwash before they go in there.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, I was like, duh, that sounds great. What was my this is my last question I think that I have is, say we have a metal retainer after our metal braces when we're like 14 years old and you're still wearing that one today.
Good question.
And it's still amazing. It looks great because our best friend, she's still wearing the same retainer she got when she was 14. Her teeth are amazing. Do you need to like re-scan or anything, or just continue on with that metal one? Good?
Continue forever and ever. The reality is teeth move every single day because you've got muscles in your cheeks, muscles in your tongue. Also, the ions in your saliva are also moving your teeth. And all of that is literally constantly trying to move your teeth. So wear a retainer every single day.
Lauren,
I recommend the Vivera Invisalign retainer is really, really good. Women's teeth move more than men because of the estrogen in our saliva.
Of course.
So I recommend getting that lower metal retainer. But if you have like a normal metal retainer and your teeth aren't moving, just stick to it.
What's the Vivera versus the normal Invisalign?
So Vivera is this amazing product, which is like 2 or 3 times the thickness of an Invisalign retainer. So if you grind, you're far less likely to grind through it. They also give you 4 sets. So each one is going to last you a couple years. So you basically have like Vivera, a decade worth of retainers.
Yeah.
That's the best.
So it's better than getting metal like in here.
I would actually get both. I would get the metal in here and get the Vivera.
Whoa. Love it.
All right. Well, Ingi, this was very so informative. I'm obsessed with you. I love you so much. Where can people find you? And just learn about My Two Front. And what can we do as like consumers to help you fight the good fight for orthodontists?
I appreciate that. Go to my website, mytwofront.com, all spelled out like my two front teeth. And if you ask your dentist and they're telling you about Invisalign, ask about the difference between Invisalign with them versus an orthodontist. And if they want to give orthodontist led care, suggest My Two Front.
Cute.
Yeah. Right. And everyone tell your dentist.
Advertisement. You're a walking advertisement for your
teeth. I know. Your teeth are amazing.
Teeth are amazing.
Love you. Thank you so much.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Hi.
Bye.
Well, that was very informative. And I'm really happy I have Invisalign to help prevent future dental decay.
Gum movements.
Gum receding.
Sorry, we don't know anything.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah.
Prove me wrong.
I love it. Right. But also, I should probably fucking wear it more. Because I feel like I'm going to
like when you're around the house.
Yeah, I know. So annoying.
All right, guys, this is good times. All right, we'll see you next week. We love you so much.
Bye.
Bye. I don't
podcast. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.